two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
They're well coached. It's hard to win in Utah. They have the defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert, who's arguably top five centers in the league. I love the additions of the offseason additions in Jeff Green, Mike Conley, Bogdanovich, Ed Davis. You know, you had those guys. I'm a big fan of Royce O'Neal as a young special talent. And then last but not least, you look at Donovan Mitchell. So I wouldn't be surprised. They're my sleeper pick to if they was to happen to win the NBA title.
All right, there you have it. Do you have Kendrick Perkins? He said this at the beginning of the season. So he's a national analyst, and he's like, hey, look, this Utah Jazz team, don't cut them out because, they're legitimate. So what you have here is, it's not just us. It's not crazy town here locally. It's like national people actually talking. By the way, the Jazz are up 87-78 now with about 2.5 minutes to go. Of course, somebody got upset. That would be Coach Quinn Snyder. And got a technical foul with good reason because we got hacked and the refs didn't call it. They don't call anything anyways. All right, Alexis.
Yes.
We're at this point, right? And we're fans.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now? Because there's three options that I see. Okay. And so let's talk about option number one. We're going to play a little game show here.
Okay.
Okay. You tell me what you think about this. So option number one is just write it out, right? Because the last couple of years. The Jazz kind of have had this slow start, and they've gotten it together. And the Jazz are actually better this year as far as their win-loss total than they have the previous 2 years. So they're actually doing better even though they're kind of they're frenetic. They're kind of chaotic here in how they've been playing. Do you like that option? Should we just ride this out and just see what happens?
I think it is a reasonable option because I think that there was so much turnover with the roster this year. I think I heard that there were 10 new players on the roster this year, which is a ton. And so it's going to take some time. And the people who came in, you heard that on the clip, they are great additions, and everyone thought that. There has been some poor play. Ed Davis was hurt. And so once that all starts to kind of gel, I think that is a viable option to just kind of let that see where it goes. I mean, this has kind of been how it's been at the beginning of the year at this time. Jazz fans are, wanting to fall off a cliff because they have been, last year, what? It was 13 or 11 and
13. They're two games better than they were a year ago at this point.
Yeah. And so, but the reason why it's been so bad this year in my mind is just how bad the losses have been and
right.
How, that's where at least before they were losing kind of dumb games, but they weren't being blown out in games that they should have won. And so I think that's where the difference is.
I think the Jazz, this is my personal opinion. I don't know that this is a bad option. Okay. Because I think that the Jazz actually, I think they have a good team, and I just get a sense that when they just really get it all together, when they're really cruising on all cylinders, and they and everyone kind of gets in their groove, figures out their place, because I don't think that's I don't think the Jazz have figured that out. I don't think people know who I am, what I'm doing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And so I'm kind of the let's just wait and see here for a little while, because I think this team is better. But here's where it's frustrating to me. What about the LA Lakers?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, come on, the Lakers, they have all these new players.
Yeah.
And they're leading the NBA. It's like, what's the difference?
Well, the Lakers have two of the top five players in the league. And so that is quite a jump from where we're at. So that makes sense. But, you know, I was in here and I said that you guys all laughed at me when I said that the Lakers were going to be one of the top teams. And they've proven that. It's, you know,
so you just think you're really smart.
Yeah,
now.
I am.
No, oh, you're one of those. No, it's like, no. See, no, actually, I feel the same way, because I told you so. You should have listened to me. I was right about this. Here, you know, it's funny because we actually have people in our building who do shows here on KSL News Radio, and they are massive Laker fans.
Yeah.
Right. In the next hour, I got Mitch Harper. He's a huge Laker fan.
Why?
And they grew up in Utah. Right. Yeah. And I know why.
Kobe.
Because no, it's what you talked about in the very first segment. And you said, I only have so much emotional cachet, right?
Yeah.
And I can't just give it all up on the Jazz. So I have to kind of monitor what emotional investment I'm going to put into this. And I think these people said, I just want to be around a winner.
Yeah.
And they were winning at the time, and they were winning championships. And so it's easy. So your emotions, it's almost a way to protect your heart,
yeah,
to protect your emotions, because it's hard being a fan of a team and being a Jazz fan.
Yeah.
This is hard. No championships ever.
Well, and it's funny because I have friends that I know, and they didn't even grow up in the United States, and they're Jazz fans because of the Carl and John years. And it's because they were winning, and that was such a fun and, you know, awesome team going to the finals. And so having a winning team really does help people, you know, they climb onto you, even if they're not even in the same country.
See, I like to suffer. And so I want, but it also helps me appreciate when they win.
Yeah.
Like it's like I live on John Stockton hitting that three-pointer against the Houston Rockets to go to the finals. Like, yeah, to me, that's one of my big life events as a fan, right? I couldn't imagine what it would be like to actually win a championship. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So another option we have here is actually there might be the possibility of some trades. And here's what some folks had to say about potential trade victims to the Utah Jazz.
Kevin Love is going to get traded. I don't know what team. I think it'd be more of a contending type of team that would try to trade for him.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a contending team. Like a team, where does Kevin Love make sense? A team that's in the playoffs, or that projects to be in the playoffs, that needs to be bolstered. That needs to be bolstered in the front line. So a team like Utah makes sense, because Kevin Love could give them more spacing for somebody like Rudy Gobert, more spacing for Donovan Mitchell. Utah offense, you know, it comes and goes. Sometimes they're more defensive than offensive, but I think that could be something that could actually work out.
All right, Brendan Haywood, about Kevin Love actually coming to the Jazz.
Yeah.
Kevin Love's been a successful player. Is our trade something that would be considered here? Because Kevin Love, there's no way you can get Kevin Love.
I don't think
he's too much money.
Yeah, I don't think we can get Kevin Love this year.
Do
but,
we want him?
Well, I mean, he would make a difference.
Is he in the Ricky Rubio?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not that. Right. He's in the category where he would give us more at the four position than anyone who's playing the four right now. So he does bring that, but I don't think that we could bring him in. But I do think that a trade is something that can really make a difference, because we had Crowder come in, and the Jazz were really struggling 2 years ago through the winter and had a horrible December, and they ended up going on that run. It was crazy, and it was almost a historic way to end the season. And that really turned things around. And then last year we had Korver come in, and that really seemed to right the ship at least somewhat too. So there is, it does seem that there is a benefit to bringing in a new fresh player who can kind of fix the issues that you're seeing in the first half or the first quarter of the year,
which is the bench. The bench scoring has been kind of a challenge. So some more of these role type players, and there's the possibility of actually having someone like that show up for the Jazz. Okay, well, we have to take another break. I know it's a bummer, but we're going to do it anyway. Okay. Coming back, we only have one more segment.
I know.
And then it's over.
So quick.
It goes fast, doesn't it? All right, when we come back, we have our KSL MVPs, unrivaled MVPs coming up. We have some good ones, and they're all basketball.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.